Thank you, Dick. Dan, let me preface all this by saying that I would recommend against doing that. The chances of getting RF back into the shack are just huge. And basically, all you're going to save is about $20 for a little bit of wire. But in general, with a vertical antenna, you want the base of that antenna to be as close as possible to the ground itself. Certainly no more than a foot or maybe a foot and a half. And then if you take your counterpoise wires and you either lay them right on top of the dirt or preferably dig it down maybe 2 or 3 inches and lay them in a little trench below the ground level. That's mostly to avoid running over them with the lawnmower or catching them in a weed eater. Neither one is a pretty scenario and been there, done that. But if you put them either right on top of the ground or just slightly below the ground, you do not need to cut them to any sort of resonance. I would have several different lengths just to where you've got a little bit better coverage on that counterpoise. And you know, don't bury them more than about 4 to 6 inches. You know, keep them preferably less than 4 inches deep, and that will take care of that problem for you. You can then put a common mode choke right at the feed point, and that will keep the RF out of your shack. Now, if you're going to do it with the coax, again, if the coax is laying right on the ground or slightly buried, which there is some suitable for direct burial, then you don't need to worry about how long it is. If it's more than a foot and a half or 2 feet above the ground, you will need to cut the coax to resonance for each band that you're going to work on. That's why wires generally work better, Dan. Back over to you, Dick. KUC6UFM, back to net control.